today. Our game will feature the Fall City Tigers at Syracuse to take on the Rockets. The Rockets undefeated on the season. They are looking for a district title, and Fall City standing in their way of keeping that record clean so far this season. Tigers coming in here, but they are beat up. Unfortunately, physically, the Tigers have just had a rough season with a bunch of injuries, and they have even more now. So we'll hear about that from Coach Jack Bangert. The game is going to kick off at 6 o'clock. It's homecoming tonight for the Syracuse Rockets. We will find out more about the thoughts for the game from Coach Jack Bangert. That's coming up. It's Fall City at Syracuse. Randy Couture will be back with the play-by-play coming up here with the game time, along with Cody Shawong. We'll be back and visit with Coach Jack Banger of the Fall City Tigers after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
In the heart of Fall City, your family's health comes first, and that's where Fall City Family Practice comes in. We are your hometown clinic, offering family medicine services such as checkups, school physicals, and yearly health exams that fit your schedule and your life. And hey, we're accepting new patients. Call us today at 402-245-3232 and take the first step toward better health for the whole family. Fall City Family Practice, where care feels like home.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's time to remind the women we love to take care of themselves, and that includes getting a screening mammogram. We know it's not always easy to find time. That's why this October, Sabetha Community Hospital is making it more convenient than ever with special evening mammogram nights. Join us from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on October 1st, 8th, and 15th. These are additional times designed to fit into your busy schedule so you can prioritize your health. Call 284-1525 to schedule your evening mammogram.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Now time to visit with Fall City Tiger head coach Jack Banger. The Tigers coming into tonight's game against Syracuse with off a loss to Auburn last week, dropping to 1-5. Coach, I am so tired of having to talk about injuries this year, and I'm not talking about just you. It is all over the place in the teams we cover in Southeast Nebraska and Northwest Missouri. I've seen more injuries this year, I think, than I've ever seen in a single year before.
Yeah, it's
you got most of them, I'll admit.
It's brutal. Like, you just got to keep battling, and it's next guy up mentality for sure. But yeah, we've been snake bit this year. There's no doubt. You know, we were talking as coaches, the team that we took to Concordia's camp never even got on the field this year for us, and that was a really good Fall City High football team that we were planning on being out there. But I guess the flip side of that is, you know what, we've developed some guys. Some guys have come in and done a really good job. We've been competitive in almost every game despite all the challenges. You know, kind of like I told you in our coaches show, I said, we're like the Baltimore Ravens of C1 football this year. It's like, you know, really, really good football team when everybody's healthy. But, you know, when you lose that many guys at any level, college, NFL, high school, you lose that many starters, it gets really hard to win games, and that's kind of the situation we're in, but that's the game we play, and you just prepare and get the next guy ready.
Right, and unfortunately, with the numbers going on right now, of all those injuries, you just don't have a lot of extra guys to get ready to play.
Yeah, we this week in practice, we had four guys in T-shirts standing in because we don't have enough guys to put in pads, so obviously, with a team like Syracuse that runs a double wing and does a lot of things, it's going to be literally impossible for us to simulate that in practice this week because we can't hit guys who are injured that are standing there in T-shirts, obviously. So it's basically we get them static and we show them what to do. We can do some individual drills. But it's definitely affected the way we can prepare for a game. And, you know, we were low on numbers anyway before the injury. So this was always something that we knew could happen, and could derail the season. But like I said, there's some good things that have come from it too. A lot of guys have had to step up and are playing football. And I think, you just got to take the positive with the negative and move forward, because that's kind of how life works. And that's what we're getting these boys ready for.
Mm-hmm. Homecoming tonight for Syracuse. They're 6-0 on the year, trying to win a district title. We've got you guys in Auburn, and then I think one more game after that coming up here. They run the football, which to me makes them a very dangerous passing team, because you don't expect it, and all of a sudden, whoop, there it goes over everybody's head.
Yeah, that's kind of how that double wing works. You know, lull you to sleep, you know, student body right, student body left, dive, and then hit you with a counter, and come back on like a quick reverse, a quick pass. The thing is, they're so big and physical that most teams, you know, they don't even have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. They're just going to go out and overpower you, right? And so it makes it really tough. It's probably one of the worst offenses to get ready for, because it's hard to simulate in practice. This is why teams do it.
Right.
The downside of it is, if you come up against a team, you know, that's big and strong, and they stop it, you know, it's hard to go out and just go, now pass happy. You know, throwing the football takes a lot of practice, mm-hmm. takes 7-on-7, takes a lot of time. And so, you know, it just depends on your coaching philosophy. At Fall City, we try to do both. We try to be balanced, and we put a lot of time into our passing game, so we're never in a situation where we just have to run the ball. The flip side of that philosophy is you run the football a lot, get really good at it, just overpower teams and hope that you can continue to overpower teams and not get in a situation where you have to throw it. Because if you do, you know, the whole, you know, novelty of going over the top after going for 5-6 yards time and time again doesn't really work very well. So, there's no right or wrong. I get why coaches do both. So, that's kind of where they're at, and it makes it hard to prepare for it, because really you just have to stop their run.
Right.
If you do that, you got a chance to win.
Yeah, and you can't simulate what they're running in practice either with that.
No, not even close.
You don't see much of it around anymore. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, Coach, I guess we'll just have to finish up with just a couple of keys. If things aren't going well for the Tigers tonight, what are we going to see?
Well, I think you're going to see us come out and give maximum effort with the guys we got out there, and you know, we may see some young guys play quite a bit. I think that could be exciting for them. You know, they've been practicing all year, and get on the field and get some varsity time, which I think will be great for them. You know, we're just going to do the best we can and with the guys we got, and get them prepared as best as we can with our situation, and always realize we're lucky to be able to play football on a beautiful autumn night. So I think if you keep that all in perspective, it's going to be a good night for us.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck tonight.
Hey, thanks, John. Take care.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours, with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083. 7083.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfea.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We bid you good evening from Syracuse, Nebraska. It's time once again for high school football here on KTNC. Tonight, the Fall City Tigers on the road squaring off against the undefeated 6-0 Syracuse Rockets. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast, and I'm very pleased to have alongside me in the broadcast booth tonight Cody Swong. And Cody, going to be a gorgeous night for a ball game.
Absolutely perfect weather, Randy. 75 degrees, winds out of the northeast, less than 5 mile an hour. Going to be a good one tonight.
We expect those temperatures to dip down into a mid to upper 60s by the end of this one. We are going to ask all of our listeners to do us a favor right here, if you would. We're kicking off. If you're listening to us, you obviously know we're kicking off an hour early tonight at 6 o'clock, but we ask you to try and think of someone, maybe a grandparent, an aunt, or an uncle that might enjoy tonight's broadcast who may or may not be aware of the fact that we're going an hour early. Why not pick up the phone, give them a call right now, and let them know that the Tigers are taking on the Rockets with a 6 o'clock kickoff tonight, 1 hour early, and that's because it's homecoming here for Syracuse tonight. And we want to make sure nobody tunes in an hour late and misses the first half of the ball game. So do us that favor, if you would. Give someone a call right now and let them know we're going to be going an hour early. Cody, it is homecoming, and this is going to be an interesting matchup here. It's no secret that the Fall City Tigers are coming into this thing. They're limping into this one. I counted here, they have 19 players in uniform, not even enough to go 11-on-11 in warm-ups.
Yeah.
Only 19 kids here. So many of their key athletes are out for the season with injuries. Both quarterbacks are out. Jacoby Bangert, Blakely Sells is out. They've had to move Gavin Bauer from a running back into the quarterback position. It's kind of a piece together, patch together, put a Band-Aid on it, and still play type offense here.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think the thing to comment on that, and you heard Coach Banger talk about it in the pregame, but these kids are still battling, right? I think they're showing up at practice every day, even though it might not be ideal situations, but they are showing up, trying to work hard, coming up to Syracuse, trying to give the Rockets a run for their money tonight.
On the other side of that coin, the Syracuse Rockets, they're flying high. They're 6-0 on the season. It's homecoming. They're all fired up. Now, I know Gabe Mites well. He's from Tecumseh. He coached at Johnson County. Consider him a good friend. And knowing Gabe Mites the way I do, I am certain that if this game starts to get out of hand, he's not dumb. He's not going to run a risk of getting any of his varsity ball players hurt out here. And I would not be surprised at all to see the Rockets with a lot of junior varsity players out on the field once this game gets going. As far as Fall City, well, when you've only got 19 kids here, you're not deep enough to.
Yeah.
Your starters are pretty much your starters.
Yeah.
And you may be able here and there to put somebody in, but for the most part, you're going to have to go with what you have here tonight at Syracuse. Cody, let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups here. I don't think we're ready yet for our national anthem. We only have offensive starters here. We weren't given the defensive starters. So I'll start out with the Syracuse Rockets. At center will be Camden Masters, a senior. The left guard is Brody Brandt. Hunter Holly is the right guard. These are all seniors. It's senior night, homecoming. He's starting all 11 of his seniors on offense. Left tackle, Caleb Liscombe. At the right tackle is Tristan King. Tight end tonight will be Max Party, a senior. On the other side, the split end is Joe Clark. At quarterback, Brennan Schroeder, he's a senior. The receivers will be Brian Jones at a wide receiver. The running back is Will Jansen, and the fullback is Peyton DeMello. Now, I should point out that in order to get all 12 seniors starting, he had to move some people out of positions. A tight end is now a running back and what have you, just to get those 11 players on the field.
Yeah, but what a great option to start on a homecoming Friday night.
Kids will never forget it. Let's take a look at the Tigers' offense.
At quarterback, as Randy mentioned earlier, Gavin Bauer, he's a senior. At running back, Brandon Collier and Grant Kobza, the other running back. Up front for the Tigers, Brock Neatfeld, he'll be at left tackle. Ashton Martin will be at left guard. Carson Simpson will be at center. Vaden Layden will be at right guard. And Caleb Offner will be at tackle. At the receivers, it'll be Kaysen Davis, as well as Bodie Jones, and at the Z-back, Jayton Wilkerson will be the starting lineup for the Tigers. Jayton Wilkerson carrying a lot of that load at running back position, Randy.
You know, one of the things we need to mention there, Kason Davis, a tight end, just a freshman. Carson Simpson at the center is a freshman. Brandon Collier, the running back, is a freshman. You've got a lot of inexperienced young kids out there, and they're lining up tonight to play varsity football. Looks like we're having the introduction of starters over the PA system. Still not ready for the national anthem, so we're going to step aside here and take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Falls City and Auburn today.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Den's Country Meats, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broths, and steaks, everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Anthem here at Syracuse High School. Randy Gatula, Cody Swong with you as we're getting ready for the Falls City Tigers and the Syracuse Rockets here in Class C1 high school football. Tonight over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is in Fairbury, and he's out there getting set with the Auburn Bulldogs taking on the Fairbury Jeffs. That is a 7 o'clock kickoff, so that's still an hour away. Dylan Hendricks will be helping John Nixon with the color commentary on that one, so we invite you to maybe jump back and forth between the ball games here. 7 o'clock, we'll be able to go on Sunny.
The best part is they're going to have to stick with us until 7, so we get an hour of their attention
there
for
you
sure.
Go. That's for sure. At least we have the Auburn fans. We also want to remind all of our Syracuse listeners tonight who are listening in, we want to remind you that you can hear tonight's game and all of our broadcasts on KTNC on your phone by downloading our MSC Radio app, also online on your computer at msccsports.net. We want to remind you that next Friday night, 1 week from tonight, we will be in Auburn with the Syracuse Rockets. Looking forward to that matchup, the Bulldogs and the Rockets doing battle That'll be over on Sunny 101.3. Yours truly will have the call for that one on the play-by-play. Elijah Layden will be teeing the football up for the Tigers. The Rockets will be receiving to start the game. Syracuse will move from our left to right, from south to north, here at Syracuse. Coming forward, Layden, ready to kick it away. We'll pick up the deep men back to return it here in just a moment. Looks like on the near side for the Rockets is Logan Jasbeck. Here's the kick, and end over ender. It's going to be short and bounce in front of the 20. Picked up at the 20-yard line. The return man to the 25, the 30. On his feet out to the 35-yard line, and he'll be taken down across the 35 near the 37. On the return there for the Rockets was Jackson Walters, a freshman, on the return of the kickoff.
And on the tackle, Vaden Layden for the Tigers getting the stop.
Going to be a bit of a challenge here looking into this sun to start things out as we having the 6 o'clock kickoff. Looking directly into the sitting sun, we're on the roof of the press box here. Not a bad vantage point of the field,
no.
But that sun's going to be a little bit of a challenge. Brennan Schroeder is the quarterback. He'll bring him to the line of scrimmage with a double tight end set. Two wide receivers split wide to the left side. Single setback in the backfield. He's under center, waiting for the snap. There was the ball complete out to the left side, running downfield across the 40, out to near the 42 or 43-yard line. We'll see when they unstack him over on the sideline. See, Grant made that reception and got the ball across the 40 to the 43. He'll have a gain of about, we'll give him 6 on the play. It'll bring up second down and 4.
And on the stop that time, coming in from the defensive back position, Bodie Jones.
Schroeder this time puts him in a double tight end formation, hands under center for Brennan Schroeder. Schroeder, the quarterback. Schroeder calling his starting count, takes the snap, turns, gives the ball off to his running back, out wide to the right side, into the open. That's Will Jansen, down to the 30, the 25, the 20, 15, 10, 5, and it'll be a touchdown for Will Jansen. The line of scrimmage was the 43-yard line. That will be a 57-yard run for Will Jansen for the touchdown, and Syracuse wastes no time in getting on the board here early, going up 6-0. The score coming, less than a minute played in the ball game, 11:08 to go here in the first quarter. What was that, a two-play drive?
Two-play.
How many yards? Where'd we start?
63.
All right. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. Into hold the ball will be Will Jansen. We'll pick up the kicker for you here in a minute to try and kick the extra point. Waiting for the snap from center. There's the snap. The ball is placed. The kick is on the way. It's long enough. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Makes it 7-0. Rockets on top. We'll take a 30-second timeout.
You're listening to high school football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
Two plays, 63 yards, capped off with a 57-yard run by Will Jansen. Schroeder kicked the conversion. The Rockets go on top 7-0, and we haven't even played a minute. 11:08 to play in the first quarter here at Syracuse. 7-0. Rockets on top. Syracuse teeing the ball up at the 40-yard line. We'll see who the deep men are back deep waiting to return it. On the near side for the Tigers is Brandon Collier. Can you see across the way? I believe that's 32. Tanner Jackson. Jackson and Collier are the deep men waiting to return this one. Here comes the kick. A very short end-over-ender fielded by the up man. He bobbles the ball and falls on it at the 30-yard line. That came to the short man up front, and trying to get underneath it there and field the football for the Tigers was Ryder Holman, and Ryder wisely just got on the football, not going to risk the turnover. So the Tigers will have their first possession of the ball. They'll take over first and 10, working at their own 30. Spot the football in on the left side hash mark from the east side as the Tigers move from our right to left, from north to south. They'll split two wide receivers wide to the left side of the field. Bobby Jones is out here at the 30-yard line, waiting for the snap from center. Gavin Bauer, the quarterback, turns, gives to his running back. Nothing there. The Rocket defense was in the backfield. They were waiting for that handoff to Brandon Collier, and Collier had no running room at all.
Yeah, he lost 2 yards on the play.
So they'll spot the football back to the 28-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 12 yards to go.
Hunter Hawley on the stop for the Syracuse Rockets.
Just underway. Syracuse clock is running, 10:40 to go here in the first quarter. Two wide receivers to the left side. Once again, Jones to the left. Wilkerson sets in a slot to the left. Gavin Bauer, the converted running back, in at quarterback. Bauer in the shotgun formation. Bauer has the snap. A high snap, goes up and gets it. Hands it over to his running back coming to the right side. A little bit of running room this time for Brandon Collier. He's out across the 30, near the 33. He'll have a gain of about 5 on the play, but it's still going to bring up 3rd down and 7 yards to go.
And on the tackle that time, Brody Bryant for the Rockets.
So the new line of scrimmage will be at the 33-yard line. Again, the ball on the left hash mark. Wide side of the field to the west, to the right as the Tigers move right to left. Fall City in there. White jerseys, black numerals, black pants. Rockets in all green tonight. Green pants, green jersey with white numerals. Put a wide receiver, Jones, wide to the right side of the field. Wilkerson comes wide to the left. A spread formation. Shotgun formation. Collier, the single set back in the backfield with Bauer. Bauer takes a snap, gives off to Collier, tries to run off tackle to the right. He's got a short gain across the 35 out to about the 36. They'll get a gain of 2 on the carry, and it's going to bring up 4th down and 3 yards to go for the Tigers. 4th down and 3 from their own 37-yard line.
Punt team's coming on here for the Tigers.
In to punt the football away will be Elijah Layden. Layden will be the kicker. Back deep to return for the Rockets is Mason Lentz. Covered his dad down at Johnson County Central. Mason's father played. All right. Waiting for the snap from center. Layden stands at his own 22-yard line. Gets the kick away. Lentz comes up. Won't field it. Going to let the ball bounce. Now it comes to him. He just runs away from it and lets it roll all the way down to the 21-yard line. And that's where the Rockets will start, 1st and 10, their own 21.
I almost looked like it touched somebody as it came down there, Randy. That was close. But the Tigers will have, or the Rockets will have it 1st and 10 to start their second possession.
Mason was wanting to get away from that one. He's one of those examples where I'm on my second and third generation of football players here. His dad played at Johnson County Central.
That is pretty cool.
Knew his grandfather very well. He was an old coyote hunting buddy of mine.
That is great.
Ball spotted at the 21, we'll call it the 22-yard line now for the Rockets as they come over the football. 1st and 10, Syracuse on top early here, 7-0. They scored on their first possession on the second play of the ball game. Brennan Schroeder is the quarterback. Sure taking a long time to get the down markers down here and get them
set.
Yeah.
Well,
It did
touch somebody. Okay, that's why.
Okay.
So it did touch somebody.
Okay.
So it'll be Tigers' ball.
All right. Tigers, we missed that. The Tigers, good catch. Tigers are going to keep the football at the 22-yard line. Apparently it touched one of the Syracuse returners down there. So there's a break for the Tigers. Fall City over the football. 1st and 10 at the 22. Bauer takes a snap, turns, runs to his left with the football, fights inside the 20. Carrying the football is going to be Brandon Collier. Collier with a gain of 5 on the carry, brings up 2nd down and 5. Who knows? This might be the little spark the Tigers need.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've saw the Tigers 3 times this year, and Brandon Collier hasn't touched the ball as many times all year as he's touched it tonight. So maybe a fresh spark for the Tigers.
Well, with Gavin Bauer moved to quarterback,
that kind of
opened up the opportunity there for Collier. 2nd down and 5 yards to go at the 17-yard line, just inside the left hash mark. 2 wide receivers to the left. Jones split wide to the left. Wilkerson in a slot left. Quarterback Gavin Bauer, shotgun formation, has Collier set behind him. Calling his starting count is Bauer, has the snap. Bauer gives the ball off to Cobza this time. Cobza gets short yardage, maybe a yard. Not much more than that as he's hit right at the line of scrimmage.
And on the stop, Hunter Hawley for the Rockets that time.
Give him a gain of a yard on the play. It'll bring up 3rd down and 5 yards to go. The football just between the 16 and 17-yard line. Clock is running, 7:49 to play here in the first quarter at Syracuse. Presenting sponsor tonight is F&M Bank in Fall City, presenting tonight's broadcast. Again, Jones splits wide right. In the slot to the right side is Wilkerson. Gavin Bauer in the gun has the running backs to his left and behind him, takes a snap, Gives the ball straight forward to Brandon Collier. Collier's hit at the line and knocked back. No chance of getting there at all. He was stopped right at the 17-yard line.
And on the play that time, Connor Gates, a sophomore for the Rockets, making the tackle.
So now it'll bring up fourth down and 5 yards to go at the 17-yard line, left side hash mark. Tigers moving right to left. We're in Syracuse tonight. Glad you decided to join us for an early edition of high school football, the 6 o'clock kickoff. This time a spread formation. Jones comes to the left, three wide receivers, trip set wide to the right. Single setback in the backfield is Brandon Collier behind Gavin Bauer. Bauer's back to pass. Bauer's going to run with the football. Takes off to the left. He's at the 10, the 5, inside the 5, fighting down to the 2-yard line. Gavin Bauer running tough. Got the ball inside the 5. It'll be first and goal for the Tigers.
What a great play design by the Tigers. Drop back to pass, quarterback draw right up the left side.
I think they maybe the Rockets forgot the fact that Gavin Bauer is a converted running back.
You're right.
And
you're
he
right.
Knows what to do when he tucks the ball down. All right, first and goal. This is critical here for the Tigers.
Yeah.
Answer that opening touchdown. First and goal, the football at the 2-yard line. Quarterback Gavin Bauer calling his starting count. He's got a double tight end formation at the 2. Collier sets behind him. To his left is Kobza. Long count at the line. Still waiting for the snap. Now people jumping. He got this off, gives it to the left side to Collier, who's dropped for a loss on the play. But I think...
I never saw one.
No flag?
I never saw one.
Boy, it looked for all the world like the Rockets came across early, didn't it?
I thought so, too. But
the
no.
Right side of the defensive line, both the guard and tackle jumped there. Loss of 2 yards on the play. Puts the ball back out to the 4-yard line now.
In our defense, we're way up here, way back here.
Yeah, we are. Second down and goal at the 4. Wide right is Jones. In the slot right is Wilkerson. Collier, the running back, set behind Bauer, the quarterback. As Bauer calls his count, has the snap, turns, he gives the ball off, hands that time to Grant Kobza. Kobza loses yet another yard, back out to the 5-yard line. So they had it, first and goal at the 2, and now it's going to be third and goal at the 5. So back-to-back losing plays there for the Tigers.
Hunter Hawley coming off the left side on his left defensive end spot to make that tackle.
I don't know about you, but I'll sure be glad when that sun goes behind the trees here. Looking directly into the setting sun here right now. Wide receiver Kaysen Davis, the freshman, goes wide right this time. Kobza sets in a slot to the right. The flanker is Jayton Wilkerson. Quarterback Bauer takes the snap, wants to throw. He's looking into the end zone. He's going to run with the football. Bauer fighting down near the goal line. He stood up straight and stopped at about the 1-yard line. Yeah. Bauer was running tough. He may have it inside the 1, in fact.
I think he got it to the 1. I think coming in from the defensive back position, Will Jansen that time, the senior, coming in on the tackle.
That football's at the 1-foot line there, Cody. Inside the 1.
Yep.
Fourth down and goal from the 1-foot line. You better believe the Rockets are going to stack it up tight in the middle. Let's see if they try the quarterback sneak. Bauer's a big, tough running back. Snap from center.
Flag first.
A flag came out. The Rockets came up with the football, but we had a flag thrown here before the play unfolded.
Preliminary indication would be offside on the Rockets.
Well, that's going to cost them all of 6 inches. The ball was only a foot from the goal line. Now it's a half a foot away.
If that.
Boy, the way they've got it stacked in there, wouldn't you be half tempted just to take off to the end with the football? There
we
go.
Your chances.
Double tight end set. Power formation. Quarterback Gavin Bauer under center. Calls the count. Takes the snap.
Oh.
And he's going to be pushed back with nowhere to go. Now he breaks out of there. Still on his feet and dropped at the 1-yard line. Tremendous second effort by Gavin Bauer. And the Rockets are going to hold on fourth down and take over the football first and 10 from their own 1-yard line. And, well, I would have been tempted just to pull it out and run to the end the way they had things stacked
in there. And I think Bauer tried to there at the end, but a good play out there by the corner for Syracuse making that play, not letting Bauer get in the end zone.
3:58 to play here in the first quarter. Rockets on top, 7-0. A big goal line stand there by Syracuse at their 1-yard line.
First and 10 from inside the 1.
Here come the Rockets over the football. They take over 99 yards away. Schroeder is the quarterback. The ends are set in tight. Schroeder takes the snap. Hands the ball up the middle, breaking into the open. Out across the 5, out to the 10. And carrying the football there for the Rockets was Mason Lintz. Lintz, the ball carrier.
On the tackle, Wilkerson, Jaden Wilkerson on the tackle.
So Mason Lintz puts the football out across the 10 to near the 11-yard line. Second down and a yard to go. Second down and one. Quarterback Schroeder under center has the snap. Pitches the ball back to the trailing back. He breaks into the open out to the left side. Has a gain out to the 19-yard line. Will Jansen, the senior ball carrier, has a first and 10 for the Rockets.
Chobza and Vaden Layden in on the stop for the Tigers.
Mason Lintz's mother played a lot of volleyball and basketball for Johnson County Central. Miss Searcy grew up in Elk Creek.
So many connections you've made.
Oh, I know
the years,
Mason's
Randy.
Grandparents.
That's awesome.
I know both of his grandparents
so
on
cool.
both sides. With the quarterback is Schroeder. Takes a snap. Schroeder turns, gives the ball off again to Jansen. Running to the left side. Flags come in as he breaks across the 20 out near the 25-yard line and taken out of bounds, but we've got flags thrown all over the place here. Wait for the man in the white hat to give us an indication what the infraction might be. Holding is a call on the Rockets. 2:57 left to play in the first quarter here at Syracuse. I'm Randy Gatula along with Cody Swong. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast.
Our presenting sponsor tonight, F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. Check them out at F&M Bank in Fall City.
Don't forget, coming up later tonight, a 7 o'clock kickoff live from Fairbury over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. The Auburn Bulldogs taking on the Fairbury Jeffs, 7 o'clock kickoff. You want to be tuning in and checking in on the Bulldogs. All right, first down and 20 now for the Rockets as Schroeder comes over the football and takes the snap. Hands the ball to Lintz. Lintz is hit near the line of scrimmage, then is spun around, and he fights his way forward and got about 5 yards out of that. Mason Lintz, for all practical purposes, could have been stopped for nothing. Second effort got him 5 yards, and it'll bring up second down and 15 yards to go now for the Rockets. Clock continues to run with 2:23 to play in the first quarter. 7-0, Syracuse on top, second down and 15 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the Rockets' own 15-yard line. Quarterback Schroeder takes the snap, gives the ball off up the middle, spinning, fighting forward, out across the 25-yard line goes Peyton DeMello. DeMello has the ball out across the 25 to the 26, but still far short of first down. It'll be third down and still about 3.5, 4 yards to go. They're going to go quickly now with no huddle. Ends are set in tight. Turn, give the ball off, running straight forward and giving the first down into the open midfield at the 40. That's Will Jansen at the 30, at the 20. He's gone, 10-5, touchdown. Will Jansen takes it for the touchdown from the 26-yard line.
Believe yep, it was that is
26.
Correct. Yep, 74-yard touchdown run by Will Jansen.
The last one was 57. This one goes 74 for Will Jansen. And the score comes with a minute 42 to play here in the first quarter. Rockets will line up to go for the conversion here. Schroeder was in to kick it last time. Holding the ball will be Will Jansen, the quarterback. Schroeder in to do the kicking. Clock shows a minute 42 to play here in the first quarter. Rockets trying to make it 14-0 with this extra point. We wait for the snap from center. The ball is placed. The kick is on the way, and it barely got over there. Yes, it cleared the crossbar. Line drive shot.
Schroeder is the kicker on that point after.
Take a 30-second timeout.
You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After that last load comes out of the field, the last thing you want to worry about is financing. That's where F&M Bank comes in. Our ag experts make it easy so you can focus on what matters most while we help set your operation up for success. From seed to harvest and everything in between, trust the local ag loan experts at F&M Bank. Stop by and talk with one of our experienced loan officers today. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap.
Well, that scoring drive for Syracuse went 99 yards, took six plays, capped off by a 74-yard touchdown carry by Will Jansen. Schroeder kicked the conversion, and the Rockets go up 14-0. A minute 42 left to play in the first quarter here at Syracuse.
Call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to you. Check Tasha out at a Farm Bureau in Auburn and in Fall City.
All right. Tigers back to return for Fall City. Brandon Collier on the near side. Tanner Jackson on the far side will be the two deep men. As the Rockets get ready to kick it away. Ball teed to the 40-yard line. 14-0. Rockets on top here in this 2025 Syracuse homecoming football game. And here's the kick. This will be a driving end-over-ender. Upman fields it at the 25. Return across the 30. At the 35, wrapped up just shy of the 35-yard line. On the return there for Fall City, we'll see when they unstack them. Looks like that was returned by Colin Roberts. Thank you. A freshman, 134-pound freshman. Boy, this has been a tough year for the Tigers in terms of injuries, but, man, a lot of underclassmen getting a lot of valuable varsity experience.
Yeah, it teaches you a lot on a night like tonight. Going up against a really good Syracuse Rockets team. Probably not ready for it necessarily, but it does get you some experience.
At the 35-yard line, first and 10 for the Fall City Tigers. A minute 37 to play here in the first quarter. They trail 14-0. Gavin Bauer is the quarterback. He has the snap. Gives off to his running back, Brandon Collier. Collier doing a pretty good job. Fights his way forward. Got about 5 yards out of that. He's close to the 40-yard line.
Brody Brand on the stop that time for the Rockets.
They're going to give him about 4 on the play, so we'll call it 2nd down and 6 yards to go. The football just shy of the 40-yard line. Gavin Bauer has been a running back all season, but with the Jacoby Bangert out, Blakely Sells out, Bauer is forced into the quarterback position here, and that gives Brandon Collier a chance to step into Bauer's running back slot. 2 receivers wide to the left side this time. Wilkerson, I believe, is over here on the near side along with Jones. As Bauer calls his starting count, he's back to pass. Bauer sets. He's got time. Throws out here to the left. Has a receiver. Pass is going to be complete. 1st down yardage. Great job making the catch was Grant Kobza. And he'll have the ball down to the 49-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Tigers.
Nice 10-yard pass there from Bauer.
Kobza. Grant Kobza made the catch. All right. 1st and 10, Fall City. Tigers trailing 14-0. Less than a minute to go here in the first period. 48 seconds showing on the scoreboard here at Syracuse. Wide to the left side of the field. Split out here wide to the left. I believe that's Kobza. In a slot is Wilkerson. Gavin Bauer on 1st and 10 from his own 49 is calling his starting count. Bauer has the snap. Gives the ball straight ahead. Nothing doing. Only got about a yard was Brandon Collier and then drive back. And boy, I'll tell you, this strong defensive line for Syracuse, pretty hard to penetrate.
Yeah, most definitely. In on the stop that time, probably Camden Masters in there, another senior. You talk about the Rockets' defensive front with 29 seconds left to go here. That does bring up 2nd down and 10 to go for Fall City.
So the Tigers come over the football. It's on the left hash mark. Maybe they're going to let the time run out.
They might just let it go to the second.
It appears that they're going to let the time run out and end the quarter here. After one quarter of play in Syracuse, it's the Syracuse Rockets 14 and the Fall City Tigers nothing. We'll take a 1 minute timeout.
You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, normally, Cody, this is where we start sharing scores from other games around the area. But with our 6 o'clock kickoff, nobody else has started yet. They're still over a half an hour away from kicking off. So we can tell you the score here at Syracuse, 14-0, Rockets leading the Tigers. As we move into second quarter action, it'll be Fall City's football, second down and 10 at their own 49-yard line. Gavin Bauer is the quarterback with Brandon Collier set in the backfield. Tight end to the left, two wide receivers right. Handoff goes straight ahead. I think that was Cobes at that time. And, boy, there is just no running room whatsoever in the center of the line. Cobes met by two or three of those big defensive linemen waiting for him right at the line of scrimmage.
Last one up off the ground was Brody Brandt being picked up by a teammate there. Also in on the stop that time was Ryan Kirkhoff.
We don't have weights listed for the Syracuse linemen, but I can tell you those are some big boys in there. And they're the Tigers just not able to move them around. Third down and 10, still at the 49-yard line of Fall City. Trips to the right this time with a single setback in the backfield with Gavin Bauer. One wide receiver, Jones, is set to the left. Bauer back to pass. Throws the ball out to the left. Pass is going to be complete. Wilkerson at the 40. He's going to have first down yardage and has the football all the way down to the 37-yard line. Great job there by Jayton Wilkerson. Wilkerson got
14-yard pass there.
Yeah, Wilkerson got pressed into service last week, and he had a pretty good ball game a week ago, as we called his name a lot.
Yeah, and they've moved, as the Tigers have progressed here during the season, they've moved Wilkerson around. He was taking a lot of halfback snaps there early in the season, running them a lot. Now they kind of moved into a slot position.
All right. That's Jones going wide to the left side. Tight end set to the right. In a slot to the left is Jayton Wilkerson. On first and 10 at the 37-yard line of Syracuse. Back to passes, Bauer. Bauer pumps. Now he's going to be hit, sacked, and dropped for a loss all the way back out to the 43-yard line. It's going to be a loss of about 6 yards on the play.
That was Kirkhoff that time. Ryan Kirkhoff in on the sack for the Rockets.
Well, Bauer had time for a little bit, but his receivers were so well covered he couldn't find anywhere to go with the football, and eventually the pass protection broke down, and he ends up giving up the loss. Put the ball back to the 42.5, 43-yard line. Second down, 16 yards to go for the Tigers. Opening minute of play here in the second quarter. Fall City trailing 14-0. Gavin Bauer is the quarterback, has the snap. Gives it ahead. Running to the right is Collier. Collier's met at the line of scrimmage, thrown back. Maybe he got 2 yards. He's down to about the 40-yard line. Let me tell you, when Collier gets two there, it takes one heck of an effort to get 2 yards.
Yeah, he had hands on him at the line of scrimmage, maybe even past that, and still was able to scratch out 2 or 3 yards
there.
Yeah, if
we tell you that Kobzer or Collier got two, it means they carried a couple of defenders 2 yards to do it.
You're right.
They're being hit in the backfield. Gain of 2 on the carry brings up third down, 13 yards to go. The ball at the 40-yard line on the right hash mark. Tigers moving south to north from our left to right. This time wide out to the left goes Wilkerson as the wide receiver. Jones comes wide to the right. A single setback back there behind Bauer with double tight ends. And the ball right into the middle to Brandon Collier. Collier's going to get maybe a yard inside the 40 down to the 39-yard line. And you can't help but wonder when you look here on the sideline, Cody, and you see Jacoby Bangert, Cottrell, Blakely Sells, all these guys, Mason Collier, everybody down here on crutches and street clothes. You can't help but wonder what could have been.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. The Tigers have been banged up this year.
Some of the best athletes in the school are standing down here on crutches watching.
Exactly.
Punting situation for the Tigers. The ball at the 40-yard line. The punter will stand at its own 45. Gets a good snap. He'll get the punt out of there. Lentz is going to let the ball bounce inside the 20, inside the 15, down to the 10. Oh, taking a fantastic Tiger roll down inside the 10 near the 9-yard line. And so the Tigers have backed the Syracuse Rockets up inside their 10 where they'll start this drive first and 10. But on the other hand, they began the last one at the 1.
They did.
So they did.
But I do want to comment on Elijah Layden's punt there. That was a 31-yard punt. Flipping the field position, you know, something goes chaos here at midfield, and Syracuse is set up in better shape. So,
yeah, Layden did a good job.
Deep.
Got the roll on it. First and 10 Rockets working from their own 9-yard line with Brennan Schroeder at quarterback. He'll come out with a double tight end formation. Power running back. He's got a running back set to either side behind the tackles. Turns, keeps the ball, runs to his left. Now turns and gives it off. Boy, he took quite a pop before he gave that football off and made the handoff to Mason Lentz. Liss is going to have a gain of about 5 on the carry. It'll bring up second down at 5 yards to go.
Gavin Bauer in on the stop for the Tigers.
Mark the football at the 14-yard line. A gain of 5, second down and 5 yards. 8:34 to play in the first half. Clock is running. Syracuse on top, 14-0. Brendan Schroeder is under center. Calls the count. Pitches the ball back, coming around from left to right, into the backfield, breaking open on his feet. Getting away with the football is Will Simon. Midfield the 50. It's a foot race. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Will Simon for the touchdown. The line of scrimmage was the 14-yard line.
Yep.
Will Simon for the TD for the Rockets. This one was an 6-yarder. Score coming with 8 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the second quarter. So the Rockets, 3 big plays here as they line up and get set to go and kick the extra point. That last one barely cleared the crossbar. It was a line drive shot. Brennan Schroeder, the quarterback, is the place kicker on the extra points. Will Jansen is the holder. As we wait for the snap from center and the try for the conversion. The ball is placed. The kick is on the way. This one's got plenty of distance. The kick is up and good. And our score goes 21-0. Rockets on top. We'll take a 30-second timeout.
You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Frontier Bank is here to help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with us, you're investing in your community. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and in Auburn.
Well, another quick drive by the Rockets took just 2 plays to go 91 yards. An 86-yard touchdown run by the junior, Will Simon. Brennan Schroeder kicked the extra. It's 21-0. Rockets on top with 8 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first half.
Call Tasha or Jake today to protect the things that are most important to you.
All right, Syracuse getting set for yet another kickoff, their third one of the evening here already. As they tee the football up, handling the kicking will be Logan Jasbeck. Just a sophomore, has it teed at the 40-yard line. Jasbeck ready to kick it. Here's the kick. This is a driving end-over-ender. Tigers field the ball at the 20, coming to the right to the 25, out to the 30. 35, near the 40, and knocked out of bounds on the return was Brandon Collier, the freshman. I got to keep reminding myself that's just a 14-year-old kid out there running against 18-year-old men.
You're right about that for sure. I think we forget that sometimes.
Yeah. So good job by Collier to get the football to the 40-yard line. Tigers with reasonably good starting field position here. First and 10 at their own 40. They've got 8:06 left with which to work in the first half, trailing 21-0.
Timeout on the field.
Go ahead.
30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Syracuse. Randy Gatula, Cody Swong with you here at the game, back at our KTNC studios. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer. Tonight's game is a presentation of the MSC Sports Radio Network and KTNC Radio in Fall City. Tigers with the ball, first and 10 at their own 40-yard line. Gavin Bauer is your quarterback. Double tight ends, 2 running backs. Turn, give the ball off on the right side to Collier. He's fed in the backfield, and just no place to go there. And it's kind of like butting your head against a wall here, Cody, because you're trying to run the ball between tackles, And by the time the ball carrier gets the football, the defensive linemen for Syracuse are 2 yards deep in the backfield.
Yeah, and that time it was Braxton Kelch and Oliver Eiler in there on the stop for the Syracuse Rockets in the backfield.
The way they're packing it in there at the line of scrimmage, you'd have to think there'd be a little flare pass available there somewhere, and that may be what it's going to take to move the football. Wide receiver up to the left, in a slot to the left is Wilkerson. Bauer calling his starting count. He's got the snap. Bauer gives it off, I think, again to Collier, and once again he's met at the line for a loss of about a yard on the play and puts the football back to the 39-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 11 yards to go.
Something to note, back in there taking the snaps now is Colin Roberts for the Tigers. He is in at quarterback. Roberts.
So they've switched Bauer. Is Bauer in a running back then?
Bauer's standing down here on the side.
Roberts, just a freshman, 134-pounder. Colin Roberts is your quarterback. Thank you, Cody. He's got two receivers wide to the left side of the field. Should have noticed that nice clean jersey here. Roberts in the shotgun, calling his count. Roberts is back to pass, wants to throw the ball. Pass is going to be complete, out to Kason Davis, another freshman. Davis got away, spun away from a tackler, fighting forward, second effort across the 45, out to the 46 or 47. And you know, that was a freshman-to-freshman play there, and Kason Davis was caught in the backfield for a loss of about three. He got away and on second effort turned it into a gain of about seven. He's got the ball across the 45 out of the 46, where it's fourth down and four.
That's absolutely a great effort by Kason Davis for the Tigers that time, Randy.
Freshman throwing the ball to a freshman here in varsity football for the Tigers. Quarterback Colin Roberts puts trips out to the right side this time. Jones wide to the left. Oh, we're set up here.
Back up.
Freshman mistake, lining up about 5 yards past the line of scrimmage. It was close. Fourth down and four. As Roberts calls his count, Roberts has the snap. Turns, gives off to the running back to the right. He's going to try and turn the corner. Going to get first down yardage at 50 to 45. Taken out of bounds at the 42-yard line. Great job of running the football over here on the near side by Brandon Collier. Collier may be shaken up here. He's holding an ankle. And the last thing in the world that the Tigers need is any more injuries. And Brandon Collier reaching down to either his left knee or left ankle. It's an injury to a lower extremity. Here comes the trainer across the field. We've also have a flag on the play. Did you get the call out there?
It's a holding on the Tigers.
Okay. So Brandon Collier, the freshman running back.
Shaking up.
Yeah, he was taken down out of bounds here at the 42-yard line. Great job on the run here for him. And it looks like they're looking at either the left ankle or left knee. He's being helped back away from the sideline so that the trainers can check on him. All of this happening with 5:40 left to play in the first half, 21-0, Rockets on top. This is going to put the Tigers in a punting situation with Elijah Layton in to punt the football. The ball is back now to the 36-yard line, fourth down and 14. Layton stands at his own 20. Gets a good snap, hits the ball to about the 25-yard line. Back to return it. The ball is fielded at the 25, upfield to the 30. 35, and taken down at the 37-yard line, and a flag comes in. Well, the return man there for the Rockets, bringing the ball back, I think, was Jazbeck, and Jazbeck is brought down. Is that going to be a horse collar?
There's going to be something in that ref for area because it came from the back judge that time.
They grabbed him and brought him to the ground with authority, and then the flag came in after that. Let's see what we got.
Face mask.
Face mask. He got a hold of a face mask. Well, I'm not surprised that something like that isn't what took place because of the awkward way that the running back went down to the ground.
Yeah, things came together a little awkwardly there.
5.5 minutes to play in the first half. We're at Syracuse tonight. We kicked off at 6 o'clock. If you're wondering why we're getting near halftime, it's homecoming for the Syracuse Rockets, so they wanted to start this game an hour early. Not sure, we may be having a halftime coronation. That might be giving us an extended halftime. We'll see. Penalty yardage against the Tigers is going to move the ball into Fall City territory down to the 48-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Rockets at the Tiger 48. Rockets scoring drives tonight have been 63, 99, and 91 yards. They begin this one at the 49-yard line. Short field for the Rockets. Calling a starting count, they turn. Give the ball straight into the middle, fighting inside the 45 down near the 44. I believe we may have some new ball carriers in here for the Rockets also. Looks like Eiler was the ball carrier that time, and I believe Charlie Wilhelm is in there now. Let's try and pick. He's in the running in, at a running back. Let's try and pick up the new quarterback.
I think that is 12. I think that is
Wilhelm.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Charlie Wilhelm will be hands under center with a single setback behind him on second down and 7 at the 45-yard line of the Tigers. Turns, pitches back to his trailing back running to the right side. He's breaking into the open with the football. That's Jackson Walters, and Walters is going to take it all the way to the goal line for the touchdown. The line of scrimmage was at the 46-yard line. That will be a 46-yard touchdown run by Jackson Walters on this one for the Syracuse Rockets. Score coming with 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the second quarter, and the Rockets with another big play for the touchdown. Now we'll have the conversion. Jasbeck is in to kick it this time in place of Schroeder. Waiting for the ball to be placed. Jasbeck's kick is blocked. The conversion fails, and the score stands at 27-0 with 4:43 to play here in the first half. We'll step aside for 30 seconds.
You're listening to high school football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Start your martial arts journey today. Tele Martial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at hellomartialarts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap.
Well, that Rockets scoring drive, another one short and sweet, took just 2 plays to go 49 yards, capped off with a 46-yard touchdown run by Jackson Walters. The conversion attempt failed, and the Rockets are on top 27-0 with 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the first half here at Syracuse. Some clean jerseys on the field now here for the Syracuse Rockets. I think we've got a new kickoff man. We're going to be really stretch our resources here to figure this out. Oliver McIntosh is going to handle the kickoff. He's a tight end offensively. Tigers with their same return men, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
All right. So McIntosh has it teed at the 40-yard line, ready to kick it away. On the near side again is Tanner Jackson. Here's the kick. Ball is fielded at the 20. They come to the right, to the 25, to the 30. Across the 30, hit there and spun down at about the 33-yard line. On the return for the Tigers that time was Mason, or not Mason, let's see, that can't be him. There, Ryder Holman. Holman was a return man. So now the Tigers will begin first and 10. Syracuse starting to substitute rather freely here. Fall City really doesn't have that option. They're here with 19 kids tonight. Not a lot of players on the side to bring in. All right. It'll be first and 10 Fall City from their own 33-yard line. I assume we got Colin Roberts in there at quarterback.
Yep.
He was on the last series.
Yep, he's in there.
Roberts will set in the shotgun formation with trips out to his left. Takes the snap. Turns, gives to his running back. Running to the left side is Tanner Jackson. And Jackson will be hit for a loss on the play. No place for Tanner Jackson to go. He's a freshman, or a sophomore rather, 138-pounder. And he's going to be dropped back at the 30-yard line for a loss of 3 on the play. Brings up second down, 13 yards to go. Clock is running, 4 minutes, 14 seconds to play, first half. Syracuse on top, 27-0 here in the Rockets' homecoming football game at Syracuse.
Jackson Walters that time in on the stop for the Rockets.
Over the football, come the Tigers, second down and 13 at the 30 with Colin Roberts at quarterback. Tanner Jackson is one of the running backs. Turns, gives off to his tailback running into the middle, spinning forward. That may, they're substituting so freely here now that we're having to sort them out. That time carrying the football was Tanner Jackson. Jackson, the ball carrier. I think we're almost completely into a second team offensive backfield here now.
Lawson Stark that time, a sophomore in on the stop for the Rockets.
Third down and 8 yards to go. The football is at the 35-yard line. 3:24 to go here in the first half. 27-0. Rockets on top. Colin Roberts, the freshman quarterback, is in the shotgun formation. Spread formation, two wide receivers to each side of the field on third and 8. Roberts is back to pass. Here comes the pressure. Got it out of there. Roberts did a good job of getting that football out of there. He had all kinds of pressure coming at him. The defenders were all over the place, and making the reception, I believe, was Jones out there. And he got it to the 41-yard line. It's fourth down and 3. Punting situation for the Tigers. Or is it?
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't see any chance.
I don't see any punters out there yet, unless they got a new punter.
Colin Roberts is going to send two wide receivers wide to the right. Tanner Jackson is to the right. And a slot to the right is Jackson Wilkerson. Two running backs set back there alongside Roberts, the freshman. On fourth down, they turn, give the ball off, running to the right side, fighting close to first down yardage. And he may have picked it up. That was Tanner Jackson. You got a lot of freshmen and sophomores out here. Jackson, for example, weighs 138 pounds, and I believe he's going to have a first down.
Yep.
Great effort on the part there of Tanner Jackson to get that football just outside the 43-yard line for a first and 10 for the Tigers. Clock down to 2 minutes, 14 seconds to play. First half, 27-0. Rockets on top. Tigers over the football. Spread set. Two wide outs to the left. One comes wide to the right. Colin Roberts with a single set back in the backfield. Turns, gives the ball off to Tanner Jackson. He tries to turn the corner to the left side. Going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and thrown back. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up second down and 10 with the football right back to the 44-yard line.
And on the stop that time, Logan Jazz back for the Rockets.
I want to alert our producer-engineer, Aaron Wisdom, back at the KTNC studios. We may be having an extended halftime here. It's homecoming. And from the looks of all the balloons and stuff, we may very well be having some type of a coronation. The girls are all down here in their fancy party dresses, so looks like that's what's going to happen. Second down and 10 at the 44-yard line for the Tigers with Colin Roberts at quarterback. Roberts has the snap, drops straight back in the pocket, throws it out to the left. Pass intercepted at the 45, down the left sideline at the 15, the 10, the 5, and a touchdown on the interception. That was Lawson Stark. Stark got the interception from the 45 and takes it all the way for the touchdown. The score comes with 1:08 to play here in the second quarter. And I lost the man here on the...
Lawson Stark was the guy.
There he is. On the interception and the touchdown... Lawson is his first name, L-A-W-S-O-N, Stark. Stark just stepped in front of the intended receiver and took it 45 yards for the TD, moves our score to 33-0. Try for the conversion, the ball is down, it failed, and it remains 33-0 with 1:08 to go. Here in the first half, we're back in 30 seconds.
You're listening to High School Football on KTNZ and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and in Auburn.
Not much of a drive to talk about there. Lawson Stark made the interception at about the 45-yard line. He had nothing but clear sailing down this left sideline. Took it all the way for the touchdown. The conversion attempt failed, and the Rockets lead 33-0 with 1:08 to play in the first half here at Syracuse.
Call Jake or Tosh to Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
So the Rockets have opened up a 33-0 lead here, still in the first half of their homecoming game with the Falls City Tigers. Rockets have the ball teed at the 40-yard line, getting ready to kick it away here. Over on the far side, once again for Fall City, is Ryder Holman. He returned the last one. They've been trying to kick it to the right to Holman for the most part. Ryder Holman is lined up over there. Here's the kick. Short fielded at the 27, out to the 30, across the 35, and knocked down around the 38-yard line. Go the Tigers. When they unstack them here, we'll see who the return man was there for Fall City.
Yep.
Yeah, Colin Roberts. So, the ball will be spotted at the 38-yard line, between the 37 and 38, first and 10, Fall City, with 1:03 to play in the first half. Rockets on top, 33-0. Fall City will have Colin Roberts in at quarterback. He'll come over the football. He'll put two wide receivers to the left side of the field. A single setback, I think that's Tanner Jackson, set behind him.
That's correct.
Looking to the sideline, are they short a man?
Yeah.
Yep, we're going to have a timeout taken by Fall City with 1:03 to play here in the first half. 33-0, the Rockets lead it. We're back in 30 seconds.
You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I'm Randy Gatullo. That's Cody Swong over on the other end of the table here. We're on the rooftop of the press box in Syracuse. Tigers come over the football first and 10 from their own 38-yard line with Colin Roberts at quarterback. Oh, a fumble on the snap from center. Roberts goes down, picks it up, and hands it off to Tanner Jackson. Jackson actually turned that into a gain of about a yard and got it out to the 39-yard line after the bad snap from center. Roberts had to go down and pick it up off the floor and give it off, and Jackson got a gain of a yard.
Oliver Eiler in on the stop that time for the Rockets.
Less than a minute to go here in the first half, 39 seconds to play. Tigers over the football, second down and 9 yards to go, just inside their own 40-yard line. Colin Roberts in the shotgun formation has the snap. Roberts hands off to the running back, Tanner Jackson. Out across the 40, he'll be good for about 2 yards out near the 42-yard line. It'll bring up third down and about 5 yards to go now, but that may have been the last play of the half. They're going to have to hurry if they're going to get another playoff. You can tell you've got some reserves in there. They're hurrying to the line. They want every snap they can get. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Roberts calling his count. He has a snap. They'll get one off. Tanner Jackson takes the handoff, starts to his left. Jackson's going to be hit after a gain of a couple. Has it out across the 45 to the 46, and that will be the end of the first half. At the half, the Syracuse Rockets leading the Fall City Tigers 33-0. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with our halftime show, the halftime show presented by Highland Community College, where they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
You're listening.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're Wealth Navigation Group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our halftime report is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, it's halftime here at Syracuse High School, and we are going to have a coronation of the halftime king and queen. We'll try and pick up that information and share it with you here on KTNC. Meanwhile, let's take a look at the scoring and how it went in the first half of this ball game. The Rockets with some big plays. They got on the board first in the opening minute of play with 11:08 to go in the first quarter. A 57-yard touchdown run by Will Jansen capped off a two-play 63-yard drive. Schroeder kicked the conversion. The Rockets were up 7-0. Later in the first quarter, with 1:42 to play in the first period, this time Will Jansen reeled off a 74-yard run for a touchdown. That topped off a six-play 99-yard drive. Schroeder's kick was again good, and it's 14-0 Rockets. Moving into the second quarter, another big play, this time by Will Simon. He ran the ball 86 yards for a touchdown to top off a two-play 91-yard drive. That score came with 8 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the first half. Schroeder's kick made it 21-0 Syracuse. Later in the second period, 4:43 to go second quarter, a 46-yard run by Jackson Walters topped a two-play, 49-yard drive. This time the conversion attempt failed, and the score stood at 27-0. Then with just 1:08 to play in the first half, an intercepted pass by Lawson Stark. Stark intercepted the ball at the 45-yard line, took it down a wide-open left sideline all the way for the touchdown. Conversion failed. The Rockets went up 33-0, and that's where we stand here at halftime of the Syracuse homecoming. Syracuse 33 and Fall City nothing.
Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu.
Right now we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Then we're going to update you with our latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with more of our halftime show. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Bass Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Bass Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Bass Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
In the heart of Fall City, your family's health comes first, and that's where Fall City Family Practice comes in. We are your hometown clinic, offering family medicine services such as checkups, school physicals, and yearly health exams that fit your schedule and your life. And hey, we're accepting new patients. Call us today at 402-245-3232 and take the first step toward better health for the whole family. Falls City Family Practice, where care feels like home.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko. Clear to partly cloudy skies and diminishing winds this evening. Lows will make it down to around 51 degrees. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs warm into the mid-70s. Southeast winds increase to 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 60. Winds remain southeast, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. Sunday, lots more sunshine, breezy winds. Highs top out near 84. Winds south, 10 to 20. Higher gusts remain possible. Sunday night, it becomes mostly cloudy. Slight chance for a few showers developing or building into the area mainly after midnight. Lows fall into the upper 50s. Winds turn to the north, 5 to 15. Higher gusts stay possible. And then a somewhat better chance for a few showers on Monday, mainly before noon. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now it's 77.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's time to remind the women we love to take care of themselves, and that includes getting a screening mammogram. We know it's not always easy to find time. That's why this October, Sabetha Community Hospital is making it more convenient than ever with special evening mammogram nights. Join us from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on October 1st, 8th, and 15th. These are additional times designed to fit into your busy schedule so you can prioritize your health. Call 284-1525 to schedule your evening mammogram.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I'm Randy Gatulam, along with Cody Swong. It's halftime here at Syracuse High School. At the half, the Syracuse Rockets leading the Falls City Tigers 33-0. And, well, Cody, if there's anything I've learned in, what, five decades of live football, anything can and will happen during a live broadcast, and they will throw you a curveball once in a while. Let me tell you what happened here. It's homecoming at Syracuse. They brought out all the green and gold and white balloons. They lined up all the homecoming king and queen candidates. They even brought the football players over from the halftime meeting. They had all the lower grade attendants. They introduced them all. They lined them up on the sideline, and we're anxiously waiting to hear who the homecoming queen will be. And they said, nope, we're not going to tell you. That'll be after the game. And everybody went back into the stands, and we all let out a sigh of disappointment. So we are not able to tell you who the king and queen are, as we were anticipating. That won't happen until after tonight's football game. We mentioned tonight over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, John Nixon and Dylan Hendricks are in Fairbury with the Auburn Bulldogs. That game should be kicking off just right about now. That's over on Sunny 101.3, and, of course, you can listen online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KLZA. Also, we're proud of our radio app, the MSC Radio app. I have it on my phone, thanks to my wife.
It actually works really good, too.
Yeah, it's really good. Loaded right on your phone, thanks to my wife for doing that. And if you have the MSC Radio app, you can listen in anywhere Wherever you have a stealth signal, you can hear the game, just like our friend Matt Prophet is doing tonight down in Louisville, Kentucky. He joins us for our broadcast every Friday night. My daughter Shanda, her husband Andy, they're listening tonight in Waco, Texas. So it doesn't matter if you're in Waco, Texas, Louisville, Kentucky. Even Pete the Wonder Dog is listening in back in Louisville tonight.
We got some listeners in southeast Nebraska, probably in a combine or a tractor or a semi. So thanks to all those people down in southeast Nebraska, especially my family right down there, and can guarantee they're listening to us tonight, and just appreciate everything them farmers do for us.
A lot of people out there picking corn tonight. A fun story, John Nixon and I were in Lewiston one night several years ago, and there was a combine off a quarter mile away south of the field picking beans. And we made the same comment.
Folks are awesome.
Listening in tonight at the combines. And I said, John, in fact, I can see one guy running just south of us here. And as soon as I said that, the lights blinked on and off
nice.
Couple of times on the combine.
That's fun.
Let us know that he was listening in. Well, we mentioned the Auburn Bulldogs are on Sunday 101.3 at Fairbury. Lots more sports coming up this weekend. Peru State has an open date. The Bobcats are not playing football this week. The Nebraska Cornhuskers, of course, taking on Maryland. That's at Maryland. That's a 2:30 kickoff. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll have live coverage of that for you right here on KTNC. A 2:30 kickoff, our pregame show, will join the Husker Sports Network at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon for the pregame coverage. Bobcat volleyball tomorrow afternoon. They're playing at home at 1 o'clock in the L. Wheeler Activity Center at Peru. A lot of things going on there. There's just sports all over. Husker volleyball tonight. I think it's Washington they're hosting,
yep.
I believe.
Yep.
That's
8 p.m.
I think that's televised on the Big Ten Network is where you can see that one. So if you're a sports nut and you're living around southeast Nebraska, we've got you covered. There's football, volleyball, tiddlywinks. There's something going on everywhere out here. We're happy that you chose to spend part of your sports weekend with us here on KTNC for tonight's game. And then, of course, again, tomorrow afternoon for the Cornhuskers. Right now, we're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout. We'll be back with more of our Highland Community College halftime show after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits, including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance, and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available, and come grow with Althea.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back once again to Syracuse. It's halftime. The Syracuse Rockets leading the Fall City Tigers 33-0. Turning the calendar ahead to next Friday night, we will be following the Syracuse Rockets again next Friday. They will be on the road at Auburn, taking on the Auburn Bulldogs. We'll have that game for you over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3 KLZA-FM, and that's because here on KTNC, the Huskers are playing on a Friday night. They'll be at Minnesota, and we'll have live coverage of that here on KTNC. And I don't want to get in trouble for this, but I'll just kind of state that this is my personal opinion only. I don't like having college football on Friday nights.
I'm with you.
That's been reserved for high school for years, but I guess the almighty dollar dictates that. And
the Big Ten
Conference scheduling Friday night games. And plus, it makes it tough for the small-town radio stations who are used to covering high school ball. We are contractually obligated, of course, which we wouldn't want to miss a Husker game anyway, but we lose out on some of our high school coverage. But we will have the Huskers on here on KTNC next Friday night, and then yours truly will be in Auburn with the Syracuse Rockets and the Auburn Bulldogs over on Sunny 101.3. It's halftime here at Syracuse, 33-0, the Syracuse Rockets leading the Fall City Tigers. And Cody, we talked about it during the pregame, how Fall City, basically, you described them as kind of limping into Syracuse here, 19 players suited up, and the last thing they needed was any more injuries. But we noticed Brandon Collier, the freshman running back, who was doing a good job here. He was assisted back to the bench by a couple of his teammates. He's not putting any weight on that ankle, so apparently a twisted ankle there is going to take Brandon out for the rest of the night. So that means I think they're down to 18 ball players now. And going to be tough. I'm sure with a 33-0 score, Gabe Mites, the head coach here at Syracuse, who happens to be a good friend of mine, he doesn't want to get any of his key players injured in a meaningless second half of football. So I would not be surprised to see an awful lot of JV players on the field over there in the green and white.
Yeah, I think we saw some of them even in the first half, but I think you're exactly right, more in the second half here. Just a learning curve here maybe for both teams. Some young guys getting in there, especially for Syracuse, right? Maybe strengthen up your depth a little bit.
One more thing I want to slip in here at halftime before we get back to live action. We want to remind everybody we're going to have coverage of the conference volleyball tournaments, both the ECNC tournament and the Pioneer Conference tournament coming up next week, beginning with semifinal action on Tuesday night. We can't tell you who's playing yet because we got to wait till they play the Monday night games, but we will have coverage on Tuesday. We'll have Pioneer Conference finals on Thursday, ECNC Conference Finals on Saturday. So lots of volleyball coming up, both here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. I'll be calling the majority of those games for you, and we hope you'll stay tuned. I'll be putting it up on my Facebook page as soon as we know who's playing. So lots of volleyball coming your way next week on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. We're ready to move to third quarter action, and here to call your third quarter play-by-play is Cody Swan.
Syracuse will kick it off from the 40-yard line, back deep to receive the same returners, Tanner Jackson, as well as Ryder Holman back there for the Tigers, standing at their own 15-yard line. To kick off, Oliver McIntosh. He's on the way. Kick is on the ground, a squibbler right across the middle. Ball is still loose. Now diving on it are the Tigers. They'll take control at the 35-yard line. Diving on top of that ball there was Cade Cottle. Cade Cottle diving on that loose football. He jumps on it, and the Tigers will take over first and 10 from the 35. At quarterback, Colin Roberts, a freshman, as we mentioned there in the open, will stand in back position. Two receivers off to the left. The halfback stands behind him in the pistol. He calls the cadence, takes the snap. He'll hand it straight off to Tanner Jackson. Right up the middle, he'll gain about two after being shoved back there by a Syracuse Rocket.
Oliver McIntosh there to lead the tackle for the Rockets. McIntosh with the solo stop.
Jackson gains two on it. It'll bring up second down and eight to go. Tigers going from our left to right again here in the third quarter. 33-0 as they break huddle. They come over the football. In the same look, two receivers off to the left, the tight end on the right. A halfback stands directly behind Roberts, and a fullback to his right hip. He takes the snap. He'll turn and hand to the right, near side this time. A little running room. Jackson gets to the 40, and then he's going to be brought down right there after a gain of about three.
And once again, Oliver McIntosh, two tackles in a row. McIntosh having himself a timeout here defensively.
And McIntosh kicked it off, too.
Folks, I want to share something with you. I do a lot of game prep before these ball games, and I put together these really nice flip cards here that have all the offensive players listed out by position, height, weight, their jersey number. Well, Cody's using that for a coaster for his coffee here because not a single player on my spotting chart is on the field right now.
The Tigers will come over the football once again at the 40-yard line. Roberts in the shotgun. He'll take it. He'll hand it left this time. Jackson looks for some running room. Now he's running lateral. He'll get backwards. Loss of about 3 or 4 on the play as Jackson's drug down on the far side. It's going to bring up 4th and long for the Tigers.
Jackson Walters there to lead the tackle. Oliver McIntosh again in on it 3 times in a row. And then a couple of other defenders joining in late there from the Rockets to make the tackle.
So 4th and 13, the Tigers will elect to punt here. Back in the punting position is Elijah Layden. Layden has done a nice job punting tonight.
Mason Lintz on the return.
And Lintz back deep for the Rockets. Lintz stands at the 32-yard line waiting for this punt. The Tigers getting lined up here. Lintz has had a touchdown already tonight. And he stands at the 30-yard line now.
I could have a delay game.
Flag on the play.
I had a gut feeling that was going to happen. You just get a feel it was taking too long, and that is going to back him up 5 yards for a delay of game penalty. 9:33 to play in the third quarter. We're live from Syracuse tonight. The Syracuse Rockets leading the Fall City Tigers 33-0. Syracuse came in here 6-0, hoping to extend their win streak to 7 on the season.
And they've played some good football teams, too. I was looking at some Max Prep stuff. They've played some good football. And now here we have a punt. This is Layden. He takes it. Left-footed punt. It's going to drop into Lintz's hands at the 46-yard line. That's where the Rockets will take it. 1st and 10 from their own 46-yard line.
Mason Lintz, a junior running back and defensive back there. His dad, James Lintz, played at Johnson County Central. James, quite a basketball player.
I love the history that you can, I mean, everywhere we go, you have connections, right?
His mom was Angie Searcy, that Elk Creek went to Johnson County Central.
So cool. I think every time this time of year rolls around, I think of the Mountain City basketball tournament.
Over
there, and so many people we run into, and stand there and talk for hours.
You know, that's one of the nicest things, and I haven't announced it on the air yet, but this is going to be my final season of football play-by-play, and well, we've made a lot of friends over the years.
I can only imagine. The Rockets come out of the football in the double wing formation. Under center is Charlie Wilhelm. Wilhelm will turn. He'll run to the left side. I believe he kept it. He might have handed it off. He did hand it off.
There to lead the tackle for the Tigers was Grant Kobza. Also in on the stop was Carson Simpson, another freshman that time.
Baylor Bohr, a freshman, got the handoff that time. He gained 3. It'll be 2nd down and 7. So a lot of young guys playing.
Now we've got some clean jerseys in there on the defensive side now for the Tigers also. Not a lot of kids to sub with, but
same formation, double wing with a fullback straight behind Wilhelm. Wilhelm will call the cadence. This time it's a toss. It'll go to Tegan Jording. Jording will go across the 40, gets a 1st down, and move it into Tiger territory.
That was Kayson Davis on the tackle. Davis wrapped him up and brought him down right at about the 40.
The ball is going to sit at the 40-yard line of Fall City, 1st and 10, Syracuse, as the Rockets are marching once again here.
8:28 to play, third quarter, 33-0. Rockets on top.
1st and 10 for Syracuse. Wind has died down here now. No wind to speak of. Temperatures dropped. Randy put on his jacket at halftime. Double wing once again. Here's a snap. This time it's a toss left. Running left side, they'll get out to the hash mark and brought down by a bunch of Tigers in there that time.
And Grant Kobza was the first man to get to him.
Carrying the football was Alec Clausen. Clausen.
Ryder Holman with the assist on the tackle that time for the Tigers.
Clausen on the carry. He'll gain 3. 2nd down and 7 to go for Syracuse. 7:45 left to go here in the third quarter. Up coming into the ball game for Syracuse is Logan Jasbeck.
Well, it is a pretty nice, still 74 degrees.
Beautiful out. Your center now is Luke Royal. Royal doing the snapping duties for the Rockets. Caught that number. Double wing formation. Here's the snap. They hand it to the fullback this time. On the carry, Baylor Bohrer. He'll gain about 1, maybe 2. bring up third down and medium for the Rockets.
There to wrap him up was Nolan Nicholson, 196-pound freshman for the Tigers. Nicholson with the tackle.
This is that experience we talk about, even for a kid like Nicholson to get in there and
basically
make
this
something
is next
happen.
Year's football teams you're looking at here right now. These are for the most part JV players. There's a few varsity starters in there because of Fall City being short on numbers, but
Syracuse comes over the football, third and six. Wilhelm takes the snap. He pitches to the left side. They'll run close to a first down, and I believe he did get there. Logan Jasbeck, the ball carrier that time. Jasbeck, a sophomore. Good strong run there by a sophomore.
Ryder Holman, Grant Kobza teamed up for the tackle that time for the Tigers.
Ball's going to sit at the 28-yard line now. First down and 10 for Syracuse once again. Clock at 6:30 to go here in the third quarter. As they come over the football, Charlie Wilhelm still in there, a junior, taking the snaps. Under center, he takes the snap. He'll turn and pitch right this time. And getting tracked down quickly, couldn't make the tackle, but running right is Tegan Jording. Jording gains about 15 on the play and is knocked out of bounds on the far side.
Caleb Kaiser, 149-pound sophomore, got the tackle for the Tigers.
Moving the ball very, very well are the Rockets. They get into third medium and then just make something happen.
That's one of their first sustained drives they've had. They had a couple, two or three two-play drives, 90-some yards.
That's true.
How many? They've snapped it several times this drive.
Coming over the football once again in the double wing. A tight formation has been the go-to for the Rockets. Now the ball is loose. Ball is at the 25-yard line and still loose, and the Tigers are going to jump on it. It's going to be a turnover on the pitch. Wilhelm tried to pitch it back there. That was trying to get it off to Tegan Jording, and the ball hit the turf, and the Tigers jumped on top.
Nolan Nicholson, 196-pound freshman, got on the football. Credit Nicholson with the fumble recovery. And the Tigers will take over with the football. They'll have it first and 10, working from their own 27-yard line with 5:33 to play here in the third quarter. The score 33-0, Rockets on top, and here come your Tigers.
All right, same quarterback in there. That is Colin Roberts. Roberts with it back behind him and one off to his left hip. They'll turn and hand it left side. Tanner Jackson with the football. He'll gain a couple and going to be knocked back after a gain of about one. It is Tanner Jackson running on the left side.
Over there to lead the tackle for the Rockets was Charlie Wilhelm. Gideon Stark also in on the tackle. So Wilhelm and Stark team up for the stop after a gain of about a yard.
Tigers back in the huddle now. Now they come out kind of walking to the football. You know, early in the ball game, you'd see them hustling around maybe, getting over the football in a timely manner. Now they break huddle and slowly get over the football. Roberts will call his snap. Now the ball is on the turf, picked up by Jackson. Good smart play there by Tanner Jackson getting to that football. After all of that, he will gain a couple, so it'll make it second down and seven to go.
Tried to turn nothing into something before being tackled by Gideon Stark.
Good individual effort there by Tanner Jackson. Jackson, just a sophomore. Roberts stands near the left hash, and I believe Coach Bangert's out on the field, so I'm guessing once the play clock runs down far enough here, Randy, Coach Bangert will take a timeout.
Yeah, they're going to let as much time go off this clock as they can. I believe that's what we're going to be seeing. He's talking to the official.
Now the play clock's up in the air. Now he's counting, so timeout on the field. 33-0, 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're enjoying high school football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Fall City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Syracuse. Cody Schwong, Randy Gatula with you here this evening. As we sit above the press box here, got a kind of an eagle view up
top. Here's a score from Fairbury. Perfect. Over on Sunny 101.3 after one quarter, a scoreless tie.
Okay. Auburn, ball game out
Auburn
there.
And Fall City tied at zero after one quarter. A little bit of a surprise. I was kind of expecting Auburn to go over there and maybe light things up a little bit. But
slow start.
Yeah.
After the timeout, it'll be three receivers off to the right for the Tigers and one off to the left. That's Kaysen Davis on the far side. In the pistol look, this is Colin Roberts. He'll take the snap. They'll run it right. Have a little bit of room. They get out across the 35, close to a first down. Let's see if they give it to him. I believe by the mark of the far side official, they will give him a first down, and that is the case.
Baylor Bohr was there to get the tackle. Bohr, just a freshman on the defensive side for the Rockets to make that stop.
Good effort by Jackson that time on the carry.
If you're just checking in, 33-0, the Rockets leading the Fall City Tigers. It's homecoming here at Syracuse with 3:35 to play in the third quarter.
Same formation, three receivers off to the right side for Roberts, one off to the left. Jackson stands behind him in the pistol. Back to pass this time. They'll throw it right. Has a receiver. The receiver slipped and falls down. Still had a chance to make a play, unable to come up with it.
Pass was intended for Caleb Kaiser. Kaiser just could not get his hands on it, and he was actually down on his knees when the football arrived. Pretty tight coverage over there by Baylor Bohr for the Rockets. He was right there with the intended receiver. Incompleted pass stops the clock with 3:23 to go here in the third quarter. Again, if you're just checking in, 33-0. Rockets on top.
Breaking the huddle come the Tigers. Second down and 10 from the 37-yard line. Two receivers off to the right side. Back to that shotgun look. This is a handoff up the right side. They get across the 40, out near the 45, and then brought down after a gain of about six. Brings up third down and four now for the Tigers.
Gideon Stark, a sophomore linebacker, had the solo tackle. Stark with the stop for the Rockets.
Third down and four, something going here for the Tigers here.
I'd like to see Fall City march down here and get some points on the board just to... You don't like seeing that goose egg over on your side.
It'd be a big confidence booster for the kids, too. I just think that'd be a great, great thing.
These are pretty much JV players on the field now.
Twin set both ways. Back to pass is the quarterback, Roberts. He has a receiver out there. Complete. First down and 10. The receiver on the play that time. They throw it to Kate Cottle. Cottle with the catch.
Well executed. There to get the tackle for the Rockets was Oliver McIntosh. We've called McIntosh's name a few times here tonight. Oliver with the stop.
Gain of about 12 on the play.
Oliver was upset when he came back to the defensive set. He didn't like having that ball completed in front of him. I like to see that in a ball player.
Competitiveness.
Yes.
I understand. Two receivers split off to the left. Kate Cottle in the slot this time. It is Roberts and Tanner Jackson behind him. Off to the right side of Roberts was Kaysen Davis. They'll hand it to Jackson. Jackson will break a couple tackles out across the 45 of the Syracuse Rockets near the 42. He'll pick up a gain of five. It'll be second down and five to go for the Tigers here.
Aiden Velasco was on the bottom of the pile that time, along with Braxton Kelch. Kelch also was a part of that stop.
Clock moving. They break huddle. Wilson trips off to the left side. Kaysen Davis, the near side receiver here on our side here, the lone receiver. Again, a pistol look. Tanner Jackson, the deep back. And Colin Roberts, the quarterback. Still waiting for that back down official to raise his hand in the air. Now they do. They'll take the snap. They'll turn. Hand it to the left side. Jackson trying to find a little daylight out there, and he's going to be swallowed up quickly. Loss on the play that time.
Gideon Stark wrapped him up.
A lot of Stark right now.
Yeah, Gideon kind of came through there almost unblocked, it looked like. He was unimpeded and was all the way back and all over the running back for the tackle. Coming up on a minute to go here in the third quarter. It's been a scoreless third period. We were 33-0 at halftime. That's where we stand now.
Tigers will break huddle, third down and eight this time. Looking to move the chains. Ryder Holman, the far right side receiver, will stand on the line of scrimmage as the X receiver. Cade Cottle in the slot. They'll turn and hand it. They fake the handoff. Almost there for a sack. Now they're going to get him. Back there to sack Colin Roberts are the Rockets. Oliver Eiler
this time. Eiler makes the tackle for the Rockets.
Eiler got the sack.
They won't have to run another play here before the quarter runs out, and I think they're going to let the clock expire. So after three quarters of play, it's going to be Syracuse 33 and Fall City nothing. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Here's a punt by Layden on the opening play of the fourth quarter. We're back at Syracuse live. Layden punts it from the 50 down to the 15, so a 35-yard punt for Elijah Layden will set up the Rockets' first and 10. As they switched fields there, Randy, I was noticing the referees had to move the ball from the 50 to the 50, so not a lot of room for error there by the officials that time moving the football. So it'll be Syracuse first and 10 from the 15-yard line.
Anything to save some wear and tear on the officials.
That's right. Yeah.
Tip of the hat to our high school officials. That's not an easy job,
you folks.
And I'll tell you,
geez.
I have a lot of very good friends that are officiating out here, and I admire them for the negativity that is sent their way out here. They're human. They're doing the best job they can, and I really refuse to believe that any official out there would ever deliberately make a mistake.
You're exactly right. All right, so it'll be Syracuse first and 10, as we said, at the ball at the 15-yard line in the double wing. They'll turn, hand it to the fullback this time, straight up the middle. They'll gain a couple.
Tiger defensive line was waiting there. Leading the stop before Fall City was Elijah Layden.
Oliver Eiler, the ball carrier that time. He gains 2 yards on the carry. Second down and 8.
We mentioned the Tigers only had 19 ball players here. They got one more hurt. They're down to 18 kids. There's a lot of jerseys on the side, but most of them are in shorts and blue jeans and crutches.
Yeah, that's too bad. Same formation. I don't think the Syracuse Rockets break the formation a whole lot. The double wing look has been the go-to. Same formation. They'll turn and pitch it to the right side back this time, and that was Cam Dykeman on the carry. And he'll lose yards.
Now, we had a flag come in there, but there to make the stop for the Tigers in the backfield was Carson Simpson. Carson came charging through and was all over the running back before he could get started. Let's see what this flag is going to be. The white hat says holding is the call on the Rockets. Tigers will, of course, decline that because of the big loss on the play.
Losses. See, how many did they lose there? Lose four? Lost four
Yeah, at least four. The football is going to be spotted back inside the 15 near the 13-yard line.
So it'll be third down and 12 from the 13.
Clock running, 10:58 to play in the football game. 30-0 Rockets on top.
Same formation. Again, still in there at quarterback for the Syracuse Rockets is Charlie Wilhelm. They'll turn and give. Running across the 20-yard line, out near the 25, goes the fullback. This time in there is Jackson Walters for the Rockets. Walters is a freshman.
Tanner Jackson there to make the tackle for the Tigers. That was a solo stop by Tanner Jackson. Nice job of wrapping up. Actually, a textbook tackle there. Put the shoulder into the thigh pad and wrapped up around the legs.
Fourth down and one. Syracuse appears to be going for it here. Fourth down and a long one. They line up tight. They'll turn, they'll hand it off to the fullback, and as they move out across the 25-yard line, that's going to be good enough for a first down, and they gain about 7 on the play.
Well, that's
they just kept dragging defenders.
Tough running to get that yardage. A host of tacklers in there for the Tigers. Pretty hard to identify an individual. On the bottom of the pile appeared to be Colin Roberts, but there were 3 or 4 other defenders had a piece of that stop.
Carry of 8 on the play that time for the Rockets. They break huddle. Once again, in that, this time they come out in a little bit different formation. This is a shotgun look this time. A trio of receivers off to the right side. They take the snap. They'll turn and hand. They'll hand it off to the halfback. Losing his footing. Now he crosses the 50-yard line. He's got grass in front of him across the 30. And drug down from behind is the Tigers making the tackle. That time on the carry was Syracuse's Baylor Brewer, the ball carrier that time for Syracuse.
Tanner Jackson ran him down from behind. Jackson just flat out had the speed to catch him.
Yeah.
And reached up and grabbed him from behind and made the stop to save the touchdown. 9:13 to go in the ball game. It's still 33-0, but the Rockets moving the football once again. They've now moved it down to the about the 17-yard line of the Tigers.
Game about 41 on the play that time. That was, again, Baylor Bohr. Now it's a different look. It's a 3-down back with the quarterback under center. They'll turn and hand off. This time with the football is Jackson Walters. He'll go across the 20-yard line.
There to make the tackle was Brantley Sells. Brantley Sells had a piece of it. Also on the stop was Caleb Kaiser.
Just got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it after a good defensive stop by Fall City there. Clock shows 8:33 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, the Rockets up 33-0 here. But the Syracuse Rockets do have the football. Second down and 10, 17. Moving from our left to right as Randy and I view this here this evening. Same formation as the last play. 3 down backs right behind the quarterback, Wilhelm. He'll turn, hand. This time with the football is Alex Clausen. Clausen gets out near the 15-yard line before being knocked down by the Tigers.
And they're to wrap him up and make the tackle was Grant Kobza. Kobza brought him down that time.
Gain of 2 for the Rockets brings up third down and eight, from the 15-yard line. Clock rolling. Charlie Wilhelm will jog the play in from the sideline. He'll run to the midfield area, and the Rockets will break huddle.
Freeman is up 14-12 after one quarter. I believe that's Johnson Brock they're playing tonight, I believe. Got a score here, but they didn't tell me the opponent. Freeman's up 14.
Back into the double wing formation. This is a handoff straight up the middle, looking to go straight up middle with Baylor Bohr that time, but no gain on the play, even maybe a loss.
Cason Davis, along with Nolan Nicholson, have that one diagnosed, and Davis and Nicholson had the ball carrier wrapped up before he could get started.
So a loss of 1 after the good defensive effort there by Nicholson in on the stop for the Tigers.
Up next for the Syracuse Rockets, a road game at Auburn, taking on the Auburn Bulldogs. Auburn struggled a little this year. They had the 0-4 start, but always a perennial power are the Auburn Bulldogs, and the Rockets are going to be rolling in there 7-0 in the season. We'll have that game live on Sunny 101.3 next Friday night.
Fourth down and 8 now. Double wing formation. They'll turn. This time they look like they're going to pass it. This is Wilhelm with the football. Has a receiver out there. The ball could be knocked away. Incomplete. Good defensive play there by Caleb Kaiser for the Tigers. As the ball, I thought, hit the receiver's hands, intended that time for Oliver McIntyre, I think.
McIntosh.
Yeah.
Kaiser played it perfectly. You described it there, Cody. Batted that ball away, knocked it out of bounds as he was making the tackle. So the Tiger defense is held, and they're going to take over on downs. It'll be Fall City's football, 1st and 10 from their own 16-yard line. 6:24 left to play in this one here at Syracuse. Rockets on top, 33-0 over the Fall City Tigers.
1st and 10 for the Tigers from the 16. Still in there at the quarterback duties is Colin Roberts. He'll take the snap and turn. He'll hand it to the left side. Jackson getting out towards the 20 and being knocked down there. Gain of about 4 on the play, as that was Tanner Jackson that time, the sophomore with the carry.
Jackson Walters leading the tackle. Walters was the first man to wrap him up for the Rockets.
Nearing the midway point of the fourth quarter. Again, the score 33 for Syracuse. The Tigers, 0.
You know, Jackson Walters is just a freshman. We've called his name quite a bit tonight. He saw a lot of action here as a freshman, even early on in the ballgame.
Pistol look. Trips off to the right side. A single receiver off to the left for Roberts. Back judge official's hand is up, so they're going to take the snap and turn it hand action. Using his speed, trying to get to the right side. Does so out near around the first down marker. Jackson with a good burst of speed out across the 25-yard line near the first down.
Oliver McIntosh, the first man to run him down, caught him from behind, then had help from a couple of other green jerseys, but McIntosh led the stop there for the Rockets.
Third down and 1 now for the Tigers after a couple of Tanner Jackson runs here. Into the huddle goes Colin Roberts, the freshman quarterback, with the play. He'll break huddle and send two receivers off to the left side, to the far side of the field, as the ball sits at the right hash. In the shotgun formation with Jackson standing behind Roberts, he'll turn and hand it right to Jackson. Jackson breaks a tackle across the 30-yard line. First down, still fighting for yards. And Jackson's going to get it out across the first down to the 31-yard line.
Jackson running tough before being tackled by Charlie Wilhelm. Wilhelm, Junior, defensive back in there to make the stop for the Rockets. Clock under 5 minutes to go now. 4 minutes, 42 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. You're just checking in with us here. The Syracuse Rockets led it 33-0 at halftime, and that's where we stand right now, still 33-0, the majority of this second half being played by JV players.
I would like to note there is a nice crowd on hand tonight here as well. A lot of lawn chairs up in the grass. Bleachers are decently full. Nice crowd.
All the grandparents are here to see who the king and queen are.
True. Back to pass is Roberts. He has a receiver off the left side. That's Davis. Oh, met immediately after making the catch. But he's still going to gain maybe 1 on the good effort after getting popped pretty good there behind the line of scrimmage.
Logan Jasbeck, a sophomore defensive back, made a great open field defensive tackle. Jasbeck, kudos to him. That was played well.
Second down and 9. For the Tigers after the catch by Case and Davis.
What a gorgeous evening for a homecoming matchup here for the folks in Syracuse.
Three receivers send off to the right side for the Tigers, one off to the left. This is Davis, the lone receiver on the left side. Calling a cadence, Colin Roberts back to pass. Looking to throw, has a receiver out there, right side. Ball's going to be tipped around. Two receivers there actually for the Tigers. And
I think
they
caught it. It's going to be a completion.
Yeah. So with the football, Cade Cottle ended up coming up with that thing. And right there beside him, I believe that was Caleb Kaiser in there close to the play, but it was Cade Cottle coming up with the catch.
And Baylor Bohr was right in the middle of it defensively. And the Tigers still got the reception. Bohr, a freshman, actually had that played pretty well, but he had two receivers. Which one do you grab?
Had them both. So it is a couple of passes here the last couple plays for the Tigers. Good completions by Colin Roberts, making a couple completions downfield. He'll send a receiver off both ways. Now he'll send a tight end in motion from right to left. That's Davis. They'll turn and hand. That's Jackson with the football, but he's going to lose it. Ball's on the turf. It's going to be scooped up by Syracuse. It's at the 10-5. Touchdown.
Number 6.
Scoop and score by Jackson Walters. On the scoop and score, ball was going to be around the 25-yard line, so it's going to be a 25-yard scoop and score touchdown for the first score of the second half. And the score comes at 2:39 here in the fourth quarter, pending the point after try by the Rockets. So just a Jackson had it in his hands, just had it poked away, and right there on the defensive play was the Rockets able to scoop that baby up and take it to the end zone for 6.
Jackson Walters on the touchdown on the scoop and score from 25 yards out.
On to kick the extra point. Is the Rockets. That was up and good by Logan Jasbeck. Jasbeck kicks the point after attempt, and that makes our score 42-0 with 2:39 left to play. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. with over 15 years experience in the electric industry. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time for another scoring recap brought to you by your friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Scoring drive was a scoop and score from 25 yards out by Jackson Walters. Walters took it for the TD. Jasbeck kicked the conversion for the extra point. Makes it 40-0 now, Syracuse. 2 minutes, 39 seconds to play in the football game. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and Auburn. You're invited to call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
2:39 left to go here in the fourth. The Syracuse Rockets have it teed up at the 40-yard line. Back to kick it off is Oliver McIntosh. McIntosh doing the second-string kicking duties here for the Rockets. Back deep this time again was Ryder Holman and Tanner Jackson for the Tigers standing at the 15-yard line. Kick is on the way. Ball's going to go on the right side. It's going to be fielded by the up man. Now the ball's going to hit the turf, but jumping right on the ball was Caleb Kaiser. He's going to fall on that football at the 39-yard line.
I think the ball caught Caleb. Caleb didn't catch the ball. It came right at him, didn't it?
Maybe, yeah. That was got on him pretty quick, too.
Did a good job getting on it.
Great play to save the football for the Tigers.
What are the white and green lights in the park out here? Are those Christmas decorations already? Or
I just noticed this one over here earlier. Now there's a whole bunch of them. Maybe it's been there the whole time. So the ball's going to sit at the 40-yard line of the Tigers. After the scoop and score by the Rockets. Same formation as earlier. Two receivers off to the left. Quarterback with a running back to his left and one deep. This is Jackson, the deep man, taking the football off the left side. He's going to maybe gain one after getting shoved out of bounds by the Rockets.
Charlie Wilhelm, the first guy to get there for Syracuse, had help from a couple of friends, but Wilhelm primarily on the stop.
Ball's going to be at the 39-yard line, second down and 9, a minute 40 left to go, clock dwindling here. Tigers taking their time, looking over to Coach Jack Bangert. Now they get into the huddle. Colin Roberts announcing the play. Tigers will come over the football. Doing the snapping duties now is Nolan Nicholson in there, number 73. He is the snapper, or the center. The ball is snapped. They turn and hand to Tanner Jackson. He gets it across the 45 after a gain of about 3 or 4. He's going to be stood up there around the 46-yard line.
You're going to ask me who got the tackle. You can pick them. There was 4 or 5 in there. Primarily, Charlie Wilhelm helped lead the tackle. Also, Joe Clark. We haven't called Joe's name tonight. Joe was in on that stop.
Third down and 4 for the Tigers.
Under a minute to play now, 45 seconds to go. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show and a rundown of the scoring in tonight's game.
Ball is snapped. They turn in hand. Jackson once again. He's going to be met behind the line and drugged down for a loss on the play. And that should do it. Clock's at 30 seconds. I would believe that should do the game clock and play clock. That should be a final play, Randy.
Oliver Eiler led the tackle there on the final play of the ball game for the Rockets. It appears that 40-0 is going to be your final score. Tigers, well, these are JV kids. They want to snap the ball one more time.
And they might.
10 seconds, they might get another play off. They could have just stood there and let time expire. They want to run another play. These kids are playing varsity ball.
Bills back to pass. Rolling to his left. Now has a defender in his face. Avoids one tackler and then gets swallowed up for a sack.
Oliver Eiler there to get the tackle.
Roberts got sacked. That's the final play of the ball game. Your final score, 40-0. We'll send it back to the studio for 2 minutes. Come back and look at the final game. The scoring plays. You're enjoying high school football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
School Spirit really does pay. Since launching in 2017, F&M Bank's Spirit Debit Card program has given back over $50,000 to Falls City schools. Every time you swipe your Spirit card, you're supporting local students, teachers, and activities while enjoying the convenience of F&M Bank. It's just one more way we make local decisions, provide local solutions, and stay focused on what matters.
our community. Get your Spirit debit card today at F&M Bank and keep the hometown pride going strong. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Invite you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
If you're in business locally, you already know what it takes to succeed. Hard work and some timely help. At Frontier Bank, we're a local business too, offering businesses like yours the financial tools you need to succeed. Helping you grow is what we're all about. Stop by and talk to our commercial specialists or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're back from Syracuse for a final time this evening. Our presenting sponsor on the evening and our post-game show is sponsored by F&M Bank in Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Check them out at F&M Bank in Falls City. Randy, let's do a post-game show.
Well, pretty much all Syracuse here tonight. The Rockets opened this morning in the opening minute of play, a two-play 63-yard drive. It was a 57-yard touchdown run by Will Jansen, put him up 7-0. A few minutes later, Jansen uncorked another one, this one from 74 yards out, made it 14-0. Then in the second quarter, Will Simon got in on the act. He ran in from 86 yards out. Keep in mind, they had touchdowns of 57, 74, and 86, and we were just at the start of the second quarter. Later in the second period, late first half, a 46-yard run by Jackson Walters pushed the score up to 27-0. With 1:08 to go in the first half, an interception by Lawson Stark. He returned it 45 yards for a touchdown. The conversion failed, and our halftime score stood at 33-0. Most of the third quarter and the fourth quarter played by JV players out here on both teams. I think neither coach wanting to risk any more injuries to their ball players, and the score remained at 33-0 until there was 2:39 to play in the ball game, and that's when Jackson Walters for the Rockets picked up a loose football on a scoop and score, returned it 25 yards for a touchdown. Jazbeck kicked the conversion, made the final score tonight, Syracuse 40. And Falls City nothing. With the win, the Rockets improved their record to 7-0 on the season, and the Falls City Tigers fall to 1-6 for the year. 40-0, your final score tonight, the Syracuse Rockets defeating the Falls City Tigers.
Yeah, that is going to do it. But don't forget, over on Sunny 101.3, there is more football. Auburn is at Fairbury right now, and last we had a score updated with 0-0 at the end of one. So jump over there and listen to some more football.
And we want to remind all of our Syracuse listeners, we'll have the Rockets on the air again next Friday night over on Sunny 101.3. They will be on the road with a test with the Auburn Bulldogs. And Cody, I look for that to be a pretty good football game. So we're looking for a good one Friday night. Again, that'll be on Sunny 101.3 KLZA, the Auburn Bulldogs hosting the Syracuse Rockets. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school football. For Cody Swong, my color man here, and for Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight at Syracuse, the Syracuse Rockets 40 and the Falls City Tigers nothing. Good evening, everyone. You've been enjoying high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network.